from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, allow me to introduce myself by repeating myself and repeating the fact that you deserve a good night's sleep, and that's what I'm here for. All right, everybody, this episode here is a all intro episode coming up here. And we play these, it's a compilation of five intros all strung together. These come out like around long weekends here in the U.S. I know things are a little bit different, but this is kind of what allows me to catch up on work and have a little space. And it's just a fan favorite, so much so that $10 patrons get two all intro episodes a month. So if you really love all intros, you could check that out. But yeah, I'll just be kind of repeating the same thing in a very different way each time over and over. And I so appreciate that I get to make this podcast for you twice a week and then have these fun little breaks we could take. Yeah, because I couldn't do it. Like if you weren't falling asleep or enjoying the show, that's why I make it. Thanks so much. Hey, everybody, this is Drew. This episode was recorded a little while ago, so I just wanted to let you know this podcast is here so you can feel less alone day or night. We're going to keep coming out Sunday and Wednesday nights as usual. But if you need more help, you know, reach out for help. I have a list of resources in the show notes if you're looking for more help at in this current time, because I'm here to try to support you with that. Thanks. All right, but Scoots here, and this is where I talk about, like, just supporting the show. So this is really only for regular listeners. If you count on Sleep With Me or you use Sleep With Me on a regular basis, you're a long-term listener. Like, does Sleep With Me do anything unique for you, right? Is it a part of your life in it's a unique way? Like, when you just discovered the show or it started helping you, you're like, wow, I had no idea this existed, but I was looking for it. And then does it provide something for you? Is it unique and does it provide does it do anything for you? Like, does it help you fall asleep or take your mind off of stuff so you could fall asleep? Or does it keep you company? Does it distract you during the day? So is it unique or somewhat unique? And does it do anything for you? If the answers are yes to both of those, like, how much is that? Is that worth anything to you? How much are those things, the unique part and whatever it does for you, worth to you? But the other question is, like, if Sleep With Me went away, like, what would you be willing, like, would that change what it's worth to you? Would it change the value proposition? To get it back, oh yeah, I'd pay $50 a month, and you don't even have a tier at that level. So just think about that. But if any of that resonates with you, don't wait. We really are in a position now where for at least a time, I'm going to have to kind of, really work hard to get more people involved in supporting the show. We have the listeners. It's just getting the attention of enough listeners, a small percentage of people, but people that are said, oh, okay, I'll do it now. You just go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus and sign up, support the show. Even if you're not sure, sign up for they're all the trials are 7 days, and then you could change your mind. But at least then you've done something. You said, yes, it's unique. Yes, it really means something to me. Yes, it does something for me. And no, I don't want to wait. Like, I don't want it to go away. So thanks. Think about that. SleepWithMePodcast.com/plus. SleepWithMePodcast.com/plus. All right, everybody. It's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz. Got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each design designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo. Modern management made simple. Hey, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The one part of this podcast that I need you to hear so I talk a little bit more upbeat, because it's the people that support the sponsors keep you bringing this show for free and keep me messing up my words. I want to thank T-Chai, who supported Sleep Phones, and Bronson, whose family got themselves a few different quips, the kids edition. So thank you, T-Chai, and thanks, Bronson, for letting me know. If you support a sponsor, tag them. Tag me in a social media post, at Dearest Scooter, you know, so they know their partnership with Sleep With Me is valuable, like Sleep Phones and Quip. And I could thank you. And that's part one of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part is you. If you need extra support during this time, check our show notes. There's links to resources right in the show notes and in all my social media profiles. And the third part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is something I support. And right now we're doing this campaign to support Waterwheel Foundation. You've heard me talk about it. I'm waiting to hear from you that you supported Waterwheel so I can get a perm. To find out more, go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/waterwheel. That's WATERWHEEL. Thanks for supporting me and my support. And that is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Before we slow it down, Mystery Bard, who helps out on this show?
Chris Posty Poster Song.
Sounds like an earful.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance. We're raising money for the Waterwheel Foundation. And Scooter might get a perm.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. I'm at Dearest Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. That's where you can find me. And tag me or whatever. And let's slow it down and get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, you know, stuff, tossing and turning. I think I said that. Whatever's keeping you awake. Changes in schedule, travel, you're out of town, someone else is out of town. Weather, you got something big coming up. I know you got a lot going on. And I'm here to help. And what I'm going to try to do, as I said, is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to try to keep you company. I'm going to smooth this safe place. I'm going to pat it. I'm going to rub it down. I'm going to say, safe place. And then I'm going to pat it again with the universal sign. This is a double universal sign. So it actually is made with eye contact. In this case, imaginary eye contact, where you pat a safe place and you say, come on over and sit down. But also I'm going to move away from this safe place so you have space in your safe place. You know, there's another universal symbol where somebody says, pats a spot and says, hey, come on down, sit next to me. So I just wanted to clarify that this was the other one where you say, hey, come on and sit down. This safe place is for you. As your space, not in space, but it could be. You could imagine it, but you'll have plenty of space in your place. You know what I mean. You know the difference. And then there's, the third kind where they say, like authority figures in my life, they pat a thing and they say, we're going to try to do this the easy way first. They say, come on over here, sit down, Andrew, and have a seat next to us. And that's when I say, there's a phone ringing somewhere. Excuse me one second. And then I say, zoinks. But I don't say zoinks. My shoes and my arms make that sound when I'm moving outside the panel. Hardy ha ha. Anyway, if you're new, what I'm going to do is send my voice across the deep dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky dulcet tones. Pointless meanders, rusty tangents, lots of extra words and stuff that can be a bit confusing. And I'll say it right up front, even though we're 6 or 7 minutes into the show, this podcast isn't for everybody. The creaky dulcets aren't for everybody, but give it a few tries. There's no pressure on your end to like me or to trust me right up front. I'm here to earn your trust and see if it works for you, see if I could help. It's kind of like a free trial. You could give this a shot. And most listeners, especially you listeners that listen all the time, say, hey, it took me 2 or 3 tries. So I'm here to help and just see how it goes. That's all I ask. And you don't even have to do that. You could stop listening whenever you want. But I guess my main message is I'm here to help. Let's see how it goes. But even to try to earn your trust, just to barely attempt it, that's why I did that thing with the safe place too. I said, "Hey, you check the safe place out. You don't get, I don't get to sit near you. That comes, that's optional." You say, "Hey, Scoots, come over. Can you bring me a water?" I'd say, "Sure. It's a podcast. It doesn't exactly work." "Oh yeah, here's your water. Right. Oh, forgot to ask if you wanted it cold or warm or medium." And then you might say, "Has anyone ever ordered a medium or a warm water?" You see, yeah, occasionally. Usually they'll just tell me they want tea or, cocoa or something. But, occasionally people like, I just want to make sure I have your water correct. And also, believe it or not, I have a cool water menu. I only bring that out for the most, delicate or interested connoisseurs of water temperature. But you seem like you're really... your palate goes across the spectrum of cool to cold to ice cold, as we used to sing on the dance floor in the 90s or the early aughts, ice cold, how cold. So I do have a menu of degrees of coolness, and it's not based on Celsius or Fahrenheit, We do call it the Outcast water coolness scale. With ice cold, in quotes, saying it as whichever member. I don't know if that was Andre 2000 or not, but we do say that as ice cold. That's the coldest water we offer, other than slushy, but that's a special order. But you could have cool. You say, well, I'd like my water cool. And I'd say, okay, well, do you want it with a glass, a sweating or unsweaty glass? That's how safe this place is. Let me get back to you, though, because I do tend to go off topic. If you're new, you may have observed that, and you're very, like I said, you just like your water, I could see your whatever, a discerning connoisseur. That was the word I was looking for 4 minutes ago. And that's why I'm here, to earn your trust. And that, what I was going to do before I went on that water tangent, we do have also a special brand of water called Tangential Water. It's actually just a marketing term, but because the water's free, I could bring you a glass of Tangential Water. Also, it gets confusing. Lower on the menu, you'll see Tangerine Water. And whenever when I was pretending to be a customer of my own water service, I did order mistakenly. I would constantly, I'd say, no, I wanted the Tangential Water, not the Tangerine Water. And they said, well, this is the Tangential Water. He said, well, it tastes a little bit tangerine-y. And they said, I don't know what to tell you, Scoots. And I said, Scoots, are you sure you didn't bring me the Tangerine Water? Anyway, so structurally, what I was going to do tell you is what to expect for the show. So the show, here's the order of things happening in the show. Very slowly, slow to develop. The show starts off with business. That's how we keep the show going. Then there's an intro, which intros are somewhere around 12 to 15 minutes. We're probably like 6 or 7 minutes into this one. And that's where it just introduces the kind of, that's where it's on me to earn your trust and to see how it goes. And nothing really happens in the intros. So everything happens. It's the kind of thing you may miss and you may not miss. You say, well, wait a second. Maybe you've been to fancy restaurants or spas or, you know, fancy places that I have not been to. But I like to imagine, you know, they'd bring me a water. You know, I say, well, if I had a spa, I don't know, it wouldn't be open. It'd just be my own personal one. But if I was an imaginary spa owner, also that's a magazine I'm working on, Imaginary Spa Owner. Let me know what you think if you'd subscribe. You know, you could think about the title too for a while. You say, well, is it fiction or nonfiction? And I say, well, exactly. Think about it and subscribe and you'll find out. But at my imaginary spa, like I said, it'd be a safe place. We'd do smoothing, padding, rubbing it down, safe placing. We'd have a water, you know, like I said, when you order your water, if you just said, bring me a cool water, ideally, I would hire a concierge that would know, but just by, you know, they'd say, okay, they could tell by the cut of their jib, as they say, that this is how cool they want their water. But for someone as discerning as you, I'd say, well, when you say bring me a cool glass of water, do you mean Andre 2000 ice cold outcast water? Not cast out water, like the outcast, like ice cold, like shaking it. Like, do you want me to shake your water? Like, we could bring you shaken water, like a Polaroid picture too. And they usually call that aerated because it sounds better. Freshly aerated, just aerated water. And we could just decide on the coolness of that. Sometimes I bring it in a metal tumbler as part of the presentation. Then I shake it in the tumbler. The tumbler's ice cold, so it's sweating. A little bit cold to the touch or cool to the touch, depending on what degree you ordered your water in. But that's the intro. A show within a show where I attempt to explain what the podcast is. The podcast is the kind of place where you may get a water menu, or even more likely you get someone over-talking about a water menu. Ideally not over-talking while you're perusing it, though. And you'd say, what is this one here? Streamy. And it's, well, that's a temperature of water. We have creaky, we have streamy. I have creaky dulcet tones. This is with the creak, like two E's. And you say, well, which is cooler, stream or creak? And I'd say, well, if you're looking, maybe you want to look over there. You see the mountain stream? I highly recommend mountain stream. Well, is the water from a mountain stream? No. It's just mountain stream temperature water. All our water's artisanal. Artisanally sourced from artists, you know, from good places, limestone. I don't know where the water's from, actually. I'm just in charge of the temperatures of water. If we get into that, that's a whole nother menu, which I'm happy to bring you. But I'm actually, believe it or not, I'm running an imaginary spa here. I'm also in the middle of the intro of introing a podcast intro. So that's the intro of the show. If you're new, But think about it. You have the right to wish your water would come whatever temperature you'd like. I don't know, you know, and I'd say, well, judge it more by feel. You know, believe it or not, I've been running this imaginary spa my whole life, and no one's ever ordered creek temperature water. And they keep telling me, take it off the menu, but they don't get it. I say, well, that's what makes the stream temperature water move. You say, without the creek temperature water, no one would buy it. No one would order stream temperature water. And that's why I won the imaginary spa. You know, imaginary water bar awards. Okay, I got bogged down here. Don't worry, no mentions of bogs on these water menus. But so the intro's where I show I'm qualified to lose your attention just by being myself. Then we have a little business between the intro and the show, and then we'll have the show. Tonight will be our ongoing episodic modular serial series, The Stand Chronicles, Nuns in Space. But you can fall asleep whenever you wish. If you're new, you say, well, I don't know okay, just kick back and see how it goes, as I said. So that's the structure of the show. No pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here for about an hour to keep you company. I guess I'm a little distracted because I keep going back to that water menu, wondering what else I should put on there. I guess I kind of talked that one out. But do spas have those kind of things? I'm just trying to imagine. They have names like that. Usually it's like some sort of repurposed zen is mixed in with the names of spas. Or I think a lot of spas have jade in them, or orchids seem popular, and zens and waterfalls, and then other words that sound like expensive stuff. I just stick to the water menus. I guess that's where I should go. That's where do what you know, they say. And dare to dream, follow your passion. That's what JC, Joseph Campbell, used to always say. Follow your bliss. That might be the number one name for spas. Either bliss or zen. My bliss is to bringing the world the right temperature of cool or cold water. And I said, is this Esalen, right? I said, come on, but what kind of, Big Sur? When I think of Big Sur, I think of water. Hello? And then they said, would you like to register for it? And I said, how much? What? I said, I thought we were just going to be sitting in hot tubs talking about the bliss of cool, cool water. But again, so those are the structure show. No pressure to fall asleep. Clearly no pressure to listen. Here's the thing. I'm here to keep you company. I've been there, sleepless in the deep, dark night. That's why I make the show. It's very silly and goofy. But I take it very seriously because I want to help. I think you deserve a good night's sleep. And this show is supposed to just grasp just a bit of your attention to take your mind off of whatever you were thinking about. Maybe be just nonsensical enough. They say, okay, I could relax here. And, as a matter of fact, what other menus do you have, Scoots? Well, we have their sources, our water sources. Believe it or not, what I'm pitching the Institute here is I'll just let you one more peek behind the scenes. I pitch them bringing each temperature water gets its own glass. But then they got me. They said, oh, is the glass specialized to enhance the temperature of the water? I said, nah, just like a feel thing. And they said, everything's a feel thing for you. And I said, yeah, when you're in the cool water temperature business, you learn that it's all about touch and feel. It's a tactile thing. It's not about the actual temperature of the water, though we can do that. If you say, no, I want my water to 22 degrees Fahrenheit or Celsius, we could bring that to you, but we'd be laughing about it, obviously, if I knew which sense. if I knew what temperature soaps were, I'd probably be laughing even harder. But you see, you wanted 22 degrees? You got it. You, how about Kelvin? You know, we got space age stuff in the bank. We could deliver it even on the Kelvin scale. Though I'd have to ask what you're going to do with it. But yeah, I did pitch my supervisors, which, believe it or not, are imaginary beings that live in my brain too. And I said, well, let's get different glass. And they said, we don't have the budget for that. And I said, you don't have the budget. I was like, they said, Scoots, come on. Just stick with, I said, what about a glass menu then? That's what they said. And with an upgrade where you'd say, well, you know, the creek glass was like a stone, which we've learned even before we did this. You got to be able to see the water through the glass. You can't have opaque glasses at the water bar. But they said, you know, then you could, you know, upcharge them to take the glass home. And I said, woof, you really know the business of water, but it's really not about that. It's about an appealing glass. And then they said, well, who would be delivering these glasses? Because you're very clumsy, Scoots. And I said, you're right. It's only happening in our imagination. So let's imagine we have coordination. And they said, well, why don't you coordinate the end of this podcast? I said, right away. And as fresh as a cool and summer breeze, I changed the subject and said, hey, basically, Spike is here to help. See how it goes. That's it. I mean, I believe you deserve a good night's sleep. I'm here to help if I can. Give it a few tries. I really appreciate you coming by. I work very hard. I yearn and I strive to help you fall asleep. Thank you so much. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com. to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, ZocDoc. And I think all of us have that family member that you tend to change the subject or kind of bend the truth around when they start asking, you know, for life updates. Oh, why are you still living at home? Oh, when are you doing this? Oh, what's your job again? And while grinning and bearing it with relatives like that is considered polite, there's no way you should be doing that with your doctor. You know, when you have questions or your doctor's asking you questions about your life, you want to have someone you feel comfortable enough to be honest with. And that's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not just talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And just like I said, we're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. And you can filter for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're looking for. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. And I love hearing from listeners who have tested out ZocDoc, whether they've gotten new insurance, they've moved to a new area, because they found out the same thing I have, how easy it is to use and how great it is to see all of your options. So we've tested it out. You should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/sleep and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/sleep. 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 Thanks, everybody. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, time, temperature, scheduling. I mean, anything having to do with scheduling, but like if you're working a second or a third shift, your schedule's changed, you got schedule on the brain. That wasn't in that game. Here's the thing. I didn't think I would talk about this for the intro, but there used to be a board game. It actually wasn't a board game. It was called I can't think of a way to describe it without a opportunity. But it was a physical game. Like if you combine anyway, let me get back. I'll try to get back to that because I was thinking. Well, we'll get to it in a second. If you're new here, welcome. This is a podcast that goes off topic really fast, but it's also a podcast to be here and to put you to sleep. What I'm going to try to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. Also, I think I'll repeat myself accidentally when I get flustered or mixed up. And the way I'm going to do that is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, rustified meanders. Tangents, I'd say maybe once in a while I use some greasy tangents or well-greased tangents. Well-worn metaphors, so well-worn that people say those are a bit worn out, Scoots. A bit like your shoes and your sneakers and your, I'd say, yep, I like to be on the other side of well-worn. Because I don't know, actually I just find myself on the, I think there could be an autobiography in there for Gingerbread Press. On the other side of well-worn. There you go. Has Rip Torn wrote a book about Rip Torn's life? Because I could sell that title to you. My life is Rip Torn. Or maybe it could be My Life is a Rip Torn Impersonator. I don't know if there is anybody out there. But that's an option. The other side of well-worn. My life impersonating Rip Torn. Maybe I could do that. Maybe that'll be my fourth or fifth act. Say, what happened to that sleep podcast? Well, Scoots really went, they call it niching down, I believe. He became a Rip Torn impersonator, and as beloved as Rip Torn is, I think his timing was a bit off. And so that's what happened. So yeah, he's out. He may be out there. He did write a book. It was an imaginary book. It was written and published within his imagination. And he was also trying to do a podcast intro, by the way. Oh, thanks for bringing me back there, Scoots. Also, by the way, I don't mean to interrupt myself with myself, but I don't think we can do a Rip Torn impersonation right yet. That's why one day we will. Okay. Anyway, if you're new, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. If you're really new, just kind of sit back and see how it goes. This podcast doesn't work for everybody. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So kind of maybe passively observe it, like a rambling Rip Torn impersonator who's without this. You say, well, you like that would be a way, I guess that is a metaphor for the podcast. You say, well, you're not impersonating Rip Torn. And it's an impressionist, actually. My life was Rip Torn impressionist, and the impersonator are two different things. And I say, okay, yeah, just kick back and wonder about that. Why, wonder why I became a Rip Torn, you know, why I've got that caught up in my brain cycles. So passively kind of observe the podcast, see how it goes. Doesn't work for everybody. For most people, works for it takes a few tries. Here's the structure of the show. Starts off with some business. That's how we keep the show going. Then that's all at sleepwithmepodcast.com. Then an intro, which is around 12 to 14 to 13 to 15 minutes, where I try to explain what the podcast is in a verbose way, I'd say, with extra double the verbosity, half the vocabulary, double the verbosity. Hardy Har. I don't even play this time. Sometimes, occasionally, extra Rip Torn references. Just because Rip Torn sounds good. The Rip Torn's an actor, by the way. But also just a great name. Like, so, Rip Torn is so Rip Torn, you say, I don't even think about it. Until I just say it 50 times. They say, wow, did you come up with that on the fly? Or did you brainstorm, 800 names and you said, that's the one? Or, I would say probably it was the first one, but it could have been the second one. You say, well, it really gives insight into the human condition, which I'm trying to get at. And I love papyrus. Okay, so the issue, there's an intro where I just talk a lot and I try to explain what the show is and I kind of demonstrate what the show is. And you can skip over the intro, but the majority of the listeners use it as they prepare for bed or, as they're doing their wind down and their teeth brushing and their animal petting and their bombing, palm bombing, elbow bombing, their shoulder padding. Padding, not padding. No shoulder pads in bed. I'm thinking of probably don't want to have pajamas with shoulder pads. What about shoulder pillow? No, we'll just call them shoulder pillows. Also, sometimes my brain interrupts me with ideas during the podcast. That's a part of the intro and the whole podcast as a whole. So that's the intro. Then there's some business between the intro and the story. And then there's a bedtime story. Tonight we'll be talking about Star Trek: The Next Generation in a way that mildly resembles the original TV show, based in a loving appreciation of it. But mostly, why did Data turn this way? Or what's up with Lore's outfit? Things like that. And so that'll be, and then we'll have some thank yous at the end. So it's a structure show. A couple of things to know if you're new. You don't need to listen to me. You may have figured that out already. May have demonstrated that. I'm just here to keep you company. And that goes with the second part. No pressure to listen. No pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for about an hour. I make this show, one, because I've been there. Two, because tossing and turning, overthinking, all that, not being able to fall asleep and wondering why. Or trying everything and getting frustrated and feeling lonely sometimes. So that's why I want to keep you company, because I've been lonely in the deep, dark night. So this really has a lot of meaning for me, which just now this intimacy just brought me off of my second topic, which I forgot because I've been there. Forgetfulness is another part of the show. I don't know what I was talking about. But that's really why I make the show, because I've been there. Why don't you need to listen? Why would it help you fall asleep? I don't know. I guess I was trying to make more. I was trying to go through a list, but that's the real reason I make the show, is because I've been there and I want to help. I don't know. Let me go on to the other metaphor, because I was thinking about that game. Did I give all the background? Yeah, basically, you don't need to listen to me. I'll be here whether you can fall asleep or not. I'll be here to the very end, because they make the show as much as for people to quickly fall asleep if it works for them, as I do for the people that can't sleep. I'll be here till the end, keeping you company. I think that's what I was meaning with that, is I'll be here. Whether you fall asleep fast or not, I'm here for you. But I was thinking about that game, the Operandi game. It was like you take a piece of tweezers, you take a built-in set of tweezers, and you take different things out. I never played the game by the rules. And they'd say water underneath, $1,000 fee. That's the way the ad went. And you do the person you take out of the funny elbow. And water underneath, $1,000 fee. That was the only one. But it was like a game of a steady hand. What was they saying? What brought up that game? Something about, I was thinking about people, your gray matter. But what if there was another version? That's the physical health version, an imaginary one. But what if there was one of your emotional and limbic, your lizard and mammalian brains, brain stem, all that other stuff that I know nothing about? you know, you got your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations sometimes are related to your thoughts and feelings. What if there was a mental health version, a fun, positive mental health version? Like you say, okay, can you get the malaise out for 500? And they say, well, I don't know what, I can't identify malaise. I mean, it can identify what it feels like in my love of saying the word malaise, but I can't find it. And they say, well, that's part of the game. Sounds like it needs to be better developed. Oh, really? Tell me more. Wait, tell me more. Is that what I'm supposed to get out next? No, that's the card I have. It says, tell me more for 500. Oh, which one of us gets 500 points? Oh, tell me more about how you're feeling about who gets the 500 points. Well, I'm feeling like if I'm the one telling you more, I should get the 500 points. But if you tell me where malaise is on this game board, and I can get it out with these, I guess you wouldn't use tweezers because I've never been anywhere. What about a phlebotomy version? That's where you used to study. That could be another version of the game, or that could be the add-on, the phlebotomy. I think that's where you identify, instead of reading someone's palm, you say, well, okay, this little notch in your skull here, you know, tells me you're going to be so sleepy tonight, sleeping so good. But that could be a possible board game, or boring board game. I'm trying to think what else, you know, you do I guess that's malaise. I don't know. I guess my game, I haven't written anything other than tell me more in malaise for my version, but I could kickstart that. Maybe we could get someone that actually knows how to do that. Matthew from the oatmeal or something. I don't know. But that's a good game pitch. I don't know how that's a metaphor for the podcast. Other than the fact that I want to be here to help you. I guess that could be a game that, like, it teaches you some sort of coping strategies or learning. And I don't know if this podcast is really meant to teach you anything, more to validate, really. I don't always say that word right up front. I try to keep it subtextual, but I believe you deserve a good night's sleep. I also believe that it sucks that you can't sleep, and I'm sorry. And I'd like to help. Now, as I said, the podcast does not work for everyone, but that's why I make the show. As I said, like, I've been there. Sometimes it's like waking up. Sometimes it's not being able to fall asleep. Sometimes it's like, what the heck? Haven't had caffeine in 18 hours. Why can't I just drift off into dreamland? So that's why I make the show. I've been doing it a while now. And if you're new, give it a few tries and see how it goes. It's no pressure for the podcast to work for you or not. I just like it to help if it can, or to keep you company if it can. I have a contingent of listeners that have very strong sleepless stuff, so they listen all the way to the end. And I have a contingent of listeners that listen during the day that say, hey, I need a little soothing during the day, a little distraction, or when I'm in traffic or whatever. So I'm here. I'm here to try to help. And I guess that's it. I appreciate you coming by and checking the show out or being here night after night. I'm glad I can help. And that's it. I work hard and I strive to help you fall asleep. Thank you so much. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time, temperature, routine, travel, whatever's keeping you awake. I'd like to take your mind off of that. I'm going to take this safe place. I'm going to move my hand in a counterclockwise position. Oh, no, that's clockwise position. It's actually a motion. I'm smoothing this safe place down. And now I'm going to go counterclockwise, which I could see is counterclockwise, and deruffle. And now I'm going to go, you know, now I'm going to do some smoothing. Oh, and now I'm going to take my thumbs and my four fingers, and I'm going to pull this safe place taut. And then I'm going to pat it and say, hey, welcome to the safe place. I want you to feel treated. I'm glad you're here. It's important you're here, but it's also not super important. I mean, I want you to feel treated with dignity and respect. But this place is, not only is it safe, I want it to be, I don't know if I can make it devoid of pleasure. Devoid's a nice word. Maybe we could come back to that, devoid. It also rhymes with something from my childhood. So I'll cross my fingers on that. But I want it to be a place with low pressure, where you could say, okay, I'm relaxing here. And if you're new, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones and pointless meanders, extra tangents. I'm going to go off topic. I'm not going to make a lot of sense. You know, there'll be a bit of sense in here, but it is a bit goofy and senseless. So, like, just for example, structurally, if you're new, the show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the show free and going. Then there's an intro, which is about 12 minutes of me explaining what the show is, which for some people, I say, well, that's, isn't that? And I say, well, it's part of the method. It's part of the wind down. It's part of me reminding you that I'm glad you're here and that you deserve a good night's sleep. And it's also attempted to be a little bit fun, where I can try to take the seriousness out of your day. And you could use it while you unwind at home, while you brush your teeth, when you first get in bed, or you could listen after you're comfortable. Some people fall asleep during the intro. Some people use it to unwind. Some people skip it, and some people listen to it during the day as well. So whatever works for you. There's no pressure. But again, don't put any pressure on the podcast, because it really will, it's mushy. So you say, well, I want this thing to make sense. I want to understand it. I say, well, I've been doing these, I've done whatever, 700-something episodes, and I still have not found a concise way to explain the podcast, even to people, you know, at least people I'm related to or know me. They say, well, that's, it reminds me of you. So give it a shot, but it doesn't work for everybody. Creaky dulcet tones, they may grow on you, or for a few people, that you say, well, those are more like the creaky dulcet tones make me want to, you know, whatever, just take some dones or have a little groan. I say, okay, well, give it a few tries. There's no pressure for you to like this show or to like me. Just give it a shot. I'm here to help. I'm here to be your friend. If I can be, I guess I'm in an application status to say, hey, could I be here? Could you trust me? Let's give it a shot. I mean, the onus is on me to talk pointlessly and bore you to sleep. The reason I make the show is because I've been there, unable to fall asleep, tossing and turning. Even last night after reading and not being able to keep my eyes open. And then I said, what in the heck? Why am I sensing all these things that are, weren't, when I was reading, they weren't getting on they weren't getting my attention, and my eyes wouldn't stay open. But as soon as I close that book up, I say, hey, let's analyze this. So I've been there, and I believe you deserve a good night's sleep. Structure show tonight. So there'll be an intro, some business between the intro and the show. And tonight will be like part of our retrospective, because we just crossed 700 episodes. So it'll just be a look back at a little bit of the history of the show, and then the last 100 episodes, but in a real slow, meandering way. So that'll be this episode. And some people say, well, it's a little, I say, well, it's to celebrate everything the listeners have been along on this journey. And it's also good bedtime story material when I say, huh, did I remember, what was that episode about? I remember that. Charles Dickens is the name. Scoots is telling lulling non-anecdotes about me is the game. But I was saying earlier, is like one of my goals is to make a bedtime, devoid of pressure. So that's another thing. I want you to know. It was like, there's no pressure for you to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for an hour to keep you company and to kind of walk at your side, to talk to you across the bedroom, to be here while you fall asleep. This is more of the podcast that's here while you fall asleep than so much it puts you to sleep. It's like I'm trying to take your mind off of stuff, to keep you company as you drift off, as you slip through my fingers. So no pressure to fall asleep, no pressure to listen either. I shouldn't be talking about anything super interesting, especially I just recorded the episode. So I say, well, if you're interested in the history of the podcast, you could listen during the day or listen to one of the interviews I've done and other podcasts or radio shows. But it's a pretty meandering memory journey. And I think it'll help you get off, so you don't need to listen to me, don't need to pay attention. And I don't know, I mean, I think one of the things I strive for when I make this podcast is, to try to at least evoke a spirit of, not just sort of friendship or companionship or that I'm here to help and to take your mind off of stuff, but evoke a silly spirit. It could be a childlike spirit, or it could be, you know, adults goof around too. Like adults crack up and say, I can't, like you start laughing uncontrollably sometimes. So I'm not trying to get that far. I'm just trying to say, hey, wow, this is a little bit silly. This is a little bit goofy. And I was earlier talking about the word devoid. And I say, well, devoid of pressure, devoid of seriousness, and devoid of, comprehensible points for some people. But then when I think about devoid, and I think about when I was a kid, I guess, I already am wrong. I thought there was a pizza, one of the pizza companies that delivered pizzas. I thought they had a character named Denoid, but I think it was The Noid. But I guess you could say The Noid. Like, that's what I was thinking is, oh, that character was named Denoid. And it was, I think it was The Noid. In my, as my memory serves me, the Noid looked a bit like a jester that you might see in more in a, maybe a Renaissance style jester. I may be reaching here, or like a glorified maybe turn of the century esque pictures of New Orleans and Mardi Gras jesters. I mean, I don't think an actual jester would say, "What? I don't look like that's not what I want to be portrayed as." But not like not negative, but not like so. The Noid was a bit like that, and I forget what the Noid like. I don't know if the Noid even before the Noid there was a with the Golden Arches had a character, the ham bungler, but it was different where he went and took hamburgers. And I don't think the, but I think actually the Noid, if you took the real name of the ham bungler, I think that's what the Noid was. The Noid was like, what are those things called? The Noid was a bit of a pizza glitcher. Like I don't think he worked for the pizza company. Yeah, but what they said, I think it was an attempt at a mythologizing pizza delivery. They should have come out. I mean, if I had a time machine, I'd go to their company and say, hey, have a seat. Let me tell you how this is going to work. We're going to have a children's book, and a podcast. Maybe this could be a podcast episode, The History of the Noid. But the short version is like, once upon a time, there was a great invention, pizza. Then there was a greater invention, delivering it to your homesteads and castles and such. But with all great things, you know, with great power comes, you know, stuff. And they said, out of the freaking miasma, whatever, came the Noids. This was just one particular Noid. It was the Noid. So I don't know if it was the most famous Noid or a representative Noid or there was only one. If there was only one, it was really busy. I guess they said, well, that's what you used to do. Now let's just put you on TV. And so I guess maybe they just said, maybe it was just one, like it was the Milwaukee Noid. And they said, well, you're the only one in existence, but we're going to pretend you exist everywhere. Sorry, I went off the mythology train apart. But, you know, they said everyone in this kingdom was happy getting their pizzas delivered until the Noids came. And they would, at some point between when the pizza left the responsible corporate partner with only the customer's pleasure and enjoyment in mind, and the responsible delivery driver, you know, who wanted to be fairly tipped for their time, at some point in there, for most companies, there was a Noid. Is this what the Noid's backstory was? And what the Noid liked to do is mess up pizza before you ate it, somewhere in that process. And everyone was frowny-faced, and they said, what did I just spend $26 on? And then came a great and shining, they said, like in shining armor, and said, well, we were the same ones that had the insulated delivery bag, and now we've taken it, we avoid the Noids. You know, we have boxes, we have things to avoid. That was their big catchphrase, avoid the Noid. And I guess if there was a poetic version of this podcast, it'd say devoid of, I don't know what it'd say, devoid of noise, I don't know, a place devoid. I guess that would be it, Sleep With Me podcast, a place devoid of sense and sensibility, but of seriousness. And there probably is a lot more about the Noid I could go on about, but really what I wanted to summarize is that, yeah, this is a place, like where the Noid, if you were getting a pizza delivered, you lived in that kingdom, you wouldn't be happy about it. And I guess I would tickle the Noid if I said, well, here's the thing, like you're making a commercial about these Noids and you're taking all these precautions, you said, like double checking the pizza before you put it in the box, it confirming the order and then walking slowly to your car and putting in a flat, you know, what if I just tickle the Noid? And they say, wait a second. You mean we wouldn't have to double check our orders? Wouldn't have to drive and walk reasonably? Wouldn't have to make sure everything's on a flat surface? They say, no problem. I'll save you tons of money. I'll come to your stores and I'll tickle all the Noids in town. I'm like the Pied Piper of Noids. And then they'd say, do you have any referrals? And I said, oh, yeah, remember, have you ever heard of the Milwaukee Noid? I tickled that Milwaukee Noid pink and made it like now lives with a Nana there on the waterfront, just chilling. And she tickles it and pets it. And, you know, we're working on more. Anyway, it's a big project, but I'll tickle your Noids. Oh, boy, never mind. But I'm here to do, make so they like that. It's a bit silly, like that idea. Say, well, why, what if I just tickle the Noids? This is a little bit lighter version of that, where I just try to keep you company and barely make you smile. And I would posit, if you're new, were you picturing, you say, what is this Noid? This is a Jess pizza jester. We have those where I come from. We call them pizza jesters. And I say, yeah, this was like a trademarkable name or something. I don't know. But maybe that could be, actually, that could be a position. I would like to do that, be a pizza jester. I think when I, but so anyway, I'm here to be your sleepy pizza jester and do a little bit of jesting I don't think I have the power to make your evening devoid of seriousness, but maybe I could just lighten it a little bit. Maybe I could just make your shoulders unwind a little bit more, make that bed just a little bit, tuck you in there. Because as I said, I've been there. I appreciate you checking the show out. I appreciate you giving me your time. I work very hard on this show. It doesn't work for everybody, but give it a few tries. That's what everyone that listens says. But I really hope and I really yearn that I can help you fall asleep. So thanks again for checking the show out. And here's a couple ways we keep the show going. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. You go ahead and get comfy wherever you are. I'm here to help. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. No, wait, sorry, I tried a little new thing there. If you're a regular listener, if you're new, I wanted you to get comfortable. So get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'll do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever is keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, time, temperature, changes, changes in routine. You know, if it's stuff you're thinking about, stuff you're feeling physically, or stuff, on your emotions that's bubbling up or more than that, whatever it is, I'd like to take your mind off of that. And if you're new, this show's very different, and it's going to take, there's a long intro, but this is part of the show. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, tangents, rustified tangents, creaky, dulcet tones, and other things, but mostly I'm going to be here for you. That's why I have the show come out twice a week. I work very hard. Because right up front, I want to tell you, I believe you deserve a good night's sleep. And when I started making the show, I was searching for something a little bit different. So definitely if you've tried other stuff, if you have something that works for you, that's great. This one's a little bit different. If you're looking for a silly story and a friend in the deep, dark night, that's why I use the term. Because for me, it can feel pretty... I just feel like I say, geez, I wish there was someone here to keep me company, to take my mind off of stuff, to tell me a silly story. And that's what I'm going to do with the show. But it's also like having a friend over that does a lot of talking and that doesn't really get, it takes a while to get to the story. And your friends, like I'm a little bit different. I don't know, like I'm open to that, and so if my imaginary friend is a little bit different than I'm describing here. It'll take a while to get anywhere. I'll go off topic. I'll get confused. I have creaky dulcet tones, which you say, well, I never heard of creaky dulcet tones. It's a little bit different, too, to say, okay. But main message is I'm here to help, but this doesn't work for everybody, but also doesn't make a lot of sense. So if you kick back, and maybe you kind of say, okay, let me put on my passive viewfinder. I don't know what that is, but maybe I'll come back to that. Passive viewfinder. It sounds like something that fits the podcast. Let me see, because I was trying to set that up. So I'm going to send my voice across the deep dark, and I'm going to use lulling, soothing tones, creaky dulcets, pointless meanders, unfinished metaphors, strange subject changes. But here's the thing. Here's structurally what to expect if you're new. The show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the show going. If you're new, it's not super important, but it try to put as much of it at the top of the show and between the intro and the story as it can. So thank you for sitting through that. Then we have an intro. Now, the intro is kind of part of the podcast. Now, some people will fall asleep during this while I explain what the podcast is for 12 minutes. It also kind of, if you, after your first or second try, you might say, okay, maybe this isn't the podcast for me. Where some people say, okay, I didn't realize that. But the intro kind of is his attempt to explain the podcast unsuccessfully 700 times. For 12 minutes. And now I get it. I can totally relax. The pressure's off. Because I don't really have a huge pressure on myself. I say, let's just do our best to explain what the podcast is. So far, we haven't been, even though we've made the show and we make the show, we haven't really been able to capture, totally understand why it works. I mean, I know some of the pieces that work. But that's what I try to spend the intro exploring. You say, okay. Maybe it's this. So that'll be an intro. Some listeners, you know, get ready for bed listening to it. There's a poll somewhere I saw recently, and it feels like maybe 60% of people fall asleep during the intro, and maybe another 33% or 34% get ready for bed during the intro. So that's kind of, you know, that's how people use it. Or some people, you listen to it during the day to cool down, unwind, to have a little daytime break. But that's the intro. Then we'll have a story, a bedtime story. We'll be doing our serial series, serial episodically modular series that you can listen to in nearly any order. The Stan Chronicles, Nuns in Space. And mostly heavy on the stand, my best friend and a freestyle soda machine and an android, or I don't know, actually, no, Stan's a binary being. That's what I would say. I don't know if I'd say Stan's a digital being or analog being, because I'd have to define those words, but more than an android. I don't know if to remember that there was a band in the 80s, 90s, I think it was, and they sang a song, More Than Words, More Than Droids. How about that? Does his BB-88 ever done any karaoke? Cause they could, or what about C-3PO? What if C-3PO has a secret hobby karaoke? I can see that of all the characters. You'd say, who has a secret karaoke? Like, that's their hobby. That's how they unwind when no one else is around. Talk about Star Wars fanfic. But seriously, if you're a Star Wars fan or even a casual consumer of Star Wars, you'd say, who would you see throwing back some tunes? Maybe singing some Barbara, then some Bette. And maybe some Carole King, you know, then maybe moving into some Barry Manilow, or you know, then doing some, then bouncing around, doing some Sia, I would say, but, you know, Titanium. I could see the irony of C-3PO singing that song. Maybe in the middle, like maybe in a, like a heated Star Trek scene. When they say, okay, well, we're not going to have any news, you know, and we got 8 hours off. Like maybe in the last one when they're just, you know, they're waiting to run out of gas, but they haven't run out of gas yet. There was a lot of downtime. I'm pretty sure C-3PO was on that ship, but I'd have to check my records. But they said, okay, 3PO, you know, we got whatever. We got 48 hours till we run out of gas, and we're still working on a plan. Why don't you take some downtime, you know, go into sleep mode. And I don't do a C-3PO, what do you call that, inner, whatever, where you pretend you're C-3PO, but it's a, because I'm no Anthony Daniels, so believe me, I've been told that too. And I don't know if that's who plays C-3PO, but so, you know, then C-3PO says, oh, sure, you know, no problem, you know, yeah, I got to go work on, What is protocol? You know, I'm going to check out the latest protocol releases and, you know, just thumb through those, then put them in, you know, my, you know, download those and go into sleep mode. And of course, R2 knows all this because maybe R2 would shoot out a microphone. For sure, this would happen. I mean, come on, you're listening to me. You can see it happening because it happens, just not in the scenes they filmed in the movie. Yeah, so then R2 shoots a microphone out. C-3PO catches it. This is in like a broom closet or something. And he says, you know, I think you probably would start with Sia because that would warm up his, if he was going to go for anything higher. Like Sia is right in a good range to warm your voice up. If you have creaky dulcet tones, I can't sing on the podcast, especially copyrighted songs. I think I was saying, though, has anyone sung a song? What was the song? It was Gary Cherone. So I already forgot the point that led me into this, which was trying to make a point about how long the intros are. Oh, and then that we were singing a what is that song? What was that band called? This is really how my brain works. I'm drawing a total blank. But there was a band and they sang a song. And then I said, what if there was a droid version of it? But it left my brain. It, as soon as C-3PO got into my brain and started singing Sia, and on Eagle, it's not on Eagle's Wings, but that's, I think that's a church song, but maybe C-3PO would do that too. And then he would transition into, you know, Did You Ever Know You're My Hero? And he would sing that to R2, and R2, you know, they'd probably do one duet, because this is C-3PO's thing. Ertug sing is being cute and adorable. So maybe I'll remember that song. But so what was my, oh, I was talking about Stan, my best friend, who's not an android. Droids. It was something droids, but it didn't rhyme. I don't know. I can't think of that song. I almost thought of the name of the band. I know Gary Cherone was in it because he left and became like a singer of Van Halen. And to be honest, I have no idea how that worked out. I mean, I could guess, but so what was it? Oh, I almost had it again. I think they were called Extreme, even though they weren't extreme. They were extremely unextreme. More than words. That was it. Thank you, brain. We eventually got there, but I think that may have been free association. I'm the first person that's used free association to remember something they were talking about 4 minutes ago. But yeah, what if they, well, I guess, yeah, maybe if BB-8 and R2 were the audience for 3PO, he would sing more than droids. Like he'd say, you know, because he'd be out of character, because he'd be in relax mode, chill mode, not 3PO mode. And he'd sing more than, he'd say, I rewrote this song for the two of you. And then maybe at some point, I can see him performing at one point or another. Like Luke would probably be amused by it. Leia for sure. Maybe at her bedside when she wasn't feeling so hot, he sang that to her. But droids really meant, you know, that he was expressing that it was beyond, she's more than a droid to him. But that song is more than words. So I was thinking more than droids. It's all you ever beep and bloop to you. And I wouldn't, you know, whatever. It would easily be done. So so then there's a story, bedtime story. And then after that is some thank yous and stuff. Between the intro and the story is business usually. And that's how we keep the show going. So you can find all that at our website. And so you don't need to listen to the show. I guess that was the structure of the show. It only took me about 14 minutes to describe the structure of the show because we had a little C-3PO karaoke. Well, here's another question, though. Go off topic again. If you have a memory, like, is it karaoke or is it something else? Like, if you don't have to read the words, like, they're in your brain, you're in your system. I mean, some people do karaoke and they have songs memorized, but they're human. I mean, I guess I'm not trying to draw a line here, 3PO, like, between humans and, solid state or, you know, platter drive beings. I'm just saying, if you have every lyric in your head, I guess it's still karaoke, maybe, I don't know, or is it a tribute, you know? We should get Tenacious D to weigh in on this and maybe sing that droid song with C-3PO, because they have the kind of pull that maybe they could get in the next Star Wars movie, you know, or we could do the, it could, you know, if you want to do a short, like Ways Droids Chill, a Star Wars story. A very short one. It doesn't, you know, they don't all have to be an hour and a half plus feature films. This could be one that, or if you're, you know, you say, well, we're looking for something to take the heat off of us. Again, I've offered this service to other movie companies. I'll write that movie. I'll put my name on it. Right before a release, you just say, you know, Ackerman, he just did what he wanted to. He had his own artistic or tour vision. Originally it's supposed to be about a Hoth or something. He comes, you know, it's too late now. We got to release it. It's called How Droids Chill. And, you know, but, and then you say, okay, well, that was our, makes everything else look gold. As golden as a shined C-3PO at the big karaoke contest, the secret karaoke contest the droids have. Maybe, and yeah, other droids do have dance-offs to answer that question that naturally came up. And yeah, of course there's other things, but we'll talk about that when that movie's released in 20 never. So it's a structure show. No pressure to listen, no pressure to fall asleep. I appreciate you coming by. Sure, you picked it. Here's the thing. I'm sure you picked up on it. It's silly stuff, but it's friendly stuff. Doesn't work for everybody. But I will posit, you know, maybe you either stopped listening. So if you're still listening, did it take your mind? Like, who? C-3PO singing Bette Midler. Isn't that a little bit comforting? Preferable to whatever else was on your mind. In the story coming up here, we have a freestyle soda machine. Who is my version of, he's not a protocol droid, but he, you know, Stan, he's my co-pilot and best, oh no, I'm Stan's co-pilot at this point, my commander and best friend. But yeah, give this podcast a shot, see if it helps. I'm really appreciative that you came by and checked it out. And I truly believe you deserve a good night's sleep. I work very hard on this show because I want to help. Thanks for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to do is send my voice across the deep, dark night. And try to take your mind off whatever is keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, travel for you or someone else, changes in schedule, you know, routine changes or, changes in routine. You know what kind of change doesn't get any credit? Routine changes. They say those kind of changes say, well, I'm not getting, you know, I mean, I guess the grandmothers would say, change your underwear. It's kind of a routine change. I hope so. But the routine change, other than with grandmothers and nanas, who really don't give credit, they just kind of remove credit. Maybe we'll come back to that and give routine changes the credit they're finally due, if I remember it. I'm crossing my fingers. But this is for changes in your routine or whatever's keeping you awake. I'd like to distract you from that and to keep you company here tonight, to be your friend. Now, the way I'm going to do it is a bit different than other sleep things. I'm just laughing because I said, well, what else is, but it's a bit different. So, if you're new, don't try too hard to make sense of this podcast or even to like it. Just say, kind of view it as a neutral object here for it to put you to sleep and see how it goes. Because I'm going to use creaky dulcet tones, which take some adjusting, pointless meanders, lots of those, going off topic, off tangent, not making sense, filler words. I have filler words full of filler. You see, Scroots, tell me the content of your filler words. Are they just letters with extra, you know? And I say, well, this, because then I try to push the sawdust, with my feet. I say, well, and they say grade Z. Scroots, why do you have 4 pallets of grade Z flour? And, you know, it's 9 pallets of sawdust. Is that filler for your filler? Do you fill your filler words with filler? And I say, fill her up with filler words. That's the Sleep With Me podcast slogan. And so I'm going to use filler words. But here's the thing. I'm your boyfriend, your boy-bay, your boy-cuz, your boy-sib, your Barbara, your boy-bud, whatever you're comfortable with, boy-cuz, boy-bestie. Maybe I'll earn that title for, you know, the few of the proud, the boy-bays. Or I could just be your Bora. I'm fine with that. That's really a success for me. You see, well, describe your relationship with the Scooter that you passively listen to at night. Would you consider him your boyfriend? Boyfriend. Boar-bud. Boar-bud. What words would you describe your relationship with? Boar. It's like a boar. Boar, you know, Oh, okay, we got it. We understand now. Now, if you're new, you might not understand. So let me, I already forgot what I crossed my fingers for, so by the way. So if you're new, here's the thing, because I said, why are my fingers crossed? I think I thought of something that I was going to talk about. It wasn't filler words, so. Oh, routine changes. So I remembered that. So I do go off topic a lot if you're new. Here's the structure show. Show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the show going and free. And if you're new, it's not super important. If you're a regular listener, pretty important. Especially if you're a listener that falls asleep in the intro and listens like 5 or 6 nights a week. But if you're new, no big deal. Then there's an intro. The intro is, it is not an advertisement. It's a show within a show. If you're new, it's a show you may not want to stick around for, or you may not want to pay attention to. And that's the kind of thing, like a large number of people listen to it as they're getting ready for bed and unwinding. Some listeners fall asleep during it. Other people listen during the day, and some people skip over it. There's no wrong way to use the intro, but it's a long, I would say it's aptly described as a long, drawn-out intro. Something I could say in 2 minutes, I'm pointlessly meandering. I wouldn't say pointlessly meandering. I mean, I'm here for a point, to put you to sleep, and not getting to the point is how what I do. So it's more like I'm demonstrating. We always talk about this, my competence by incompetence, or my incompetency for competency makes me competent. And here's another thing, it actually makes me confident. I'm pretty sure for the people that it works for, if you give it through 2 or 3 tries, I hope I can help you. So the intro is where I try to describe what the show is and don't succeed. Neither puts you to sleep or hopefully it sets up the mood where you know what you're in for. Goofing around and tangential thinking and filler words, stuff with filler. That's bonus filler, by the way. You know, grade Z flour and sawdust. I was going to say they don't grow on trees, but I realized that they both grow. But so that's the intro. Then there's a little bit of business between the show, the intro and the show. Then there's the show. Tonight, it'll be an episode of talking about an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation, barely, in a way that doesn't really, you say, that was a TV show, that was an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation. Where Wesley had a dorm room. Is that all that happened? Well, there was a lot that took place in that dorm room. Are you sure it was a dorm room? Well, let me look that up and see. That would be short for dormitory. So that'll be what the coverage of Next Generation will be like. It'll be friendly. It'll be, you know, it'll be to put you to sleep. Now, here's a strange quirk of the show. You're under no pressure to fall asleep because there are listeners that I'm here for till the very end. So whether you're awake or asleep, I'm going to be your companion in the deep, dark night. I'm going to be here giving it my all. So you can fall asleep whenever you wish, but don't feel any pressure. I'll be here to keep you company for an hour plus. And there's two episodes a week, an hour plus, so you could string them back to back if you need to. So I'm here to help. And there's also, I think I clearly demonstrated it, but you really don't need to listen to me or pay any attention. Or as the grandmothers would say, you don't pay him any mind. He's a bad boy. He's not a bad boy. He's a not bad boy. We even used that to describe me, but that was how I've always been described. Right when they lick their thumb and they wipe something off my face. This has happened to me so many times, right when I say, hey, I just made you laugh. What do you think about you and I going out sometime? Then a grandmother appears, licks her thumb, tries to put down my cowlicks on my head that don't go down, wipes off my face. They say, oh, you're here with little Andrew. Oh, you look like you're into bad boys. He's a not bad boy. He's not a bad boy. He's not bad. And then, so that's what, at least that's what happens in my brain. Okay, so, but I was saying, you don't need to listen to me. I'm here to keep you company. The structure of the show, I think that's everything you need to know. But I also like to do some low power empowerment here, like a trickle charge. And I was thinking about what we said, like routine changes really don't get, they could use a little extra empowerment maybe. Because you have changes in your routine. They can, you know, you say, well, school year starts or a change in the weather. And then there's changes in your routine. Then if your routine changes, that's a little bit different, only in the sense, I think if your routine changes, that says, well, I'm going to switch it up here. Like a change in your routine maybe is an external force. Routine changes is when you say, I'm changing my routine. A subtle difference. But then there's a third thing, like a routine changes, which are changes that are just like one would be the routine changes may say changes that are taken for granted. And I would say, let me pat you on the back, routine changes. And I could see the moon raising its hand, if it had a hand to raise, and say, hey, what about me? And I'd say, yeah, you probably don't get it. I mean, you get a lot of credit. And some may say you get too much credit. But at the same time, yeah, we do kind of take you for granted, moon. And you really are impressive, in my opinion. And I don't believe that. I mean, I believe that sometimes I see it as a routine change when it's really amazing. Also, no offense, Moon, I don't mean to quibble, but you're not actually changing it. Just our way of, it's really the sun and the earth. So I don't know if you should be getting it. Like, you're just kind of out there. Oh, sorry. I think Moon just shed a tear. Come here. Come on in, Moon. Yeah, well, good night, Moon. Maybe we could move on to it. Are there any other routine changes here to get credit? Changing underwear, we covered that. So you can move on. Socks changes, running out of cereal. That's a little bit too, I don't know if that is a routine change. Okay. Grocery shopping. That's too, you know, I don't want to think about that. I mean, I'll tell you all the other changes we may make that I may forget about, that I don't take for granted. I'll just make a blanket apology in the form of an ode, because I haven't done any odes. Oh, routine changes. Oh, how we take them for granted. Low are your feelings like the moon high in the night sky. Which is the best example of the moon may feel underappreciated and that it's brilliant night sky when we could see it. And when we imagine that the moon is doing that itself of its own volition and not that the sun and the earth and some shadow stuff is doing it. And I'm just kidding, Moon. When I give you a hard time, that means we're friends. Oh, Moon. Oh, planet. Are you a planetary object? You know Moon, who would say, hold the phone, will be Pluto. I mean, I guess it's at this point in my life, it's a routine change. Every few years, I say planetoid, planet. And who would think that that would become a routine change that you would even forget about? You'd say, well, I've not bothered anymore. I'll wait till someone corrects me when I say, oh, there's 9 planets. No, actually. You say, oh, there's 10. No, actually. It's not a planet. And some people say, Scooch, you imagine that whole thing. Pluto's been, I say, well, that's great news for Pluto. I guess that there's no routine change when it comes to you. Also, the moon is kind of saying it needs more. Oh, moon, don't be sad. We really love your changes. They stir so much in us, moon. And let us know the feeling in our heart. The brilliance on your pale skin awakens in us something deeper, something that dances in the nightly splendor, bathed in your light, oh moon. There is nothing mundane about you, and sorry we took you for granted, all the earthlings, people here. Also, with the asterisks and the hard work of the sun and the earth and whatever other stuff. But all credit goes to you, Moon. Anyway, I got to get back. Sorry, Moon. I got a podcast I'm in the middle of the intro for. I can't really make it. Sorry, Pluto. I do not have time to make amends on behalf of Earth or astronomy. We'll get back to you one day. Okay, everybody, I'm back. Don't engage personified planetoids. Whoop, I just slip of the tongue there. Sorry, Pluto. heavenly objects. Heavenly objects. I'll get back to you soon. Right now, I gotta get back to the sweet heavenly ears of this listener. So I'm here to help. Podcast a little bit different, clearly. I think you just displayed that. But give it a few tries. See if it helps. I've been there. That's why I make this show, tossing and turning and not able to sleep. And I believe you deserve a good night's sleep. You've earned it being out there in the world. I'm laughing because I could see the moon and Pluto peeking in, saying, what about our? I said, you've earned your odes, moon and Pluto. But this isn't the ode cast, the big podcast of odes to objects. But I'm glad you're here. I hope I yearn and I strive and I really want to help you fall asleep. Thanks so much for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. All right, everybody, Scoots here. I'm doing our month in review on Sleep With Me Plus, which is similar. If you're still listening on Patreon, if you could think about moving over. But it's going to be similar to what you would have seen there this month. And as far as the ad-free episodes, a lot of them are coming out in the ad-supported feed that you all listen to as well. I got to find the right podcast app. So I was also buying time because, so on Sleep With Me Plus, one of the main differences, everything is separated out into its own feeds. So there's four different podcasts. I'm going to start with the bonus episode podcast. So it just has bonus shows. And on March 2nd, a mayor tour, Welcome to Scooterville, a postie special edition super deluxe episode came out. These are really cool. They come out on a couple Saturdays a month. And these are something that's just really important, been really important to me. Ideally, down the road, we'll have budget to do more or somebody else even do a version two. But it's basically Chris Postie Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful. It takes an episode of Sleep With Me and reimagines it in a sense. That's pretty much it. That's all the instructions for Chris. Hey, take an episode, reimagine it. But this year, Chris has been doing this for years. So in the bonus feed, it's years and years and years of this. As a matter of fact, in the bonus feed I'm looking at, there's 377 episodes. I think that's in the Boar Besties feed. But so right now in 2024, is that what year it is? Chris is doing this Scooterville series. So definitely worth checking out if you're like, love Sleep With Me. You're looking for something like a little bit different with some sound design. You want to listen to it during the day. Or a lot of people, when they start to support the show and they discover these, this is what they sleep to because everybody's a little bit different. What else we got in this feed? Audio news, Scooterville. Oh, Contact. TNG Contact Part 2 came out since I think we last recorded this. And then a Fearless Flyer episode is about to come out. I think maybe this week, the February Fearless Flyer episode. Okay, then Boar Besties and Boar Friends also get a feed with all intro and all night shows. So Thursday night, all intro episode came out. The all night episode, I might have archived it. But Big Farm in the Sky PI, I guess there's an all-night episode that's going to come out or should be in this feed that is so doesn't seem to be there. So this is good. I'm checking this. This is live quality control. Maybe it's in another feed. I put it in the wrong feed. But yeah, not sure which one it is either. So I'll have to look into that. So that's interesting. Okay, then you get a feed with ad-free full episodes. And so they don't have any, they don't have the supporter zone, they don't have the sponsor stuff, they don't have the mystery bard music or the thank yous at the end, but they are something that, because you can listen to that in the ad supported version, right? But so let's see, episode 1245 came out Sunday. That was Great British Bake Off episode 8. Multiplex episode 3 came out, Hickory Dickory Farms. Ren Faire with Ray came out March 3rd, 1243. 1242 Bake Off episode 7 came out. February 25th, Multiplex episode 2 came out. Julius J. Juice. What else we got? 1240 Apple Cider Redo. That was Trader Joe's a Shop and Cook episode. Big retraction in that one. You know, retracted my opinion on apple cider donuts from Trader Joe's. So, yeah, and then the audio news. And then in story only, we had, the same thing. Everything comes out on Sleep With Me Plus. This is so cool. There's something we only have been able to do since we moved to a new platform. Is we're able to put out the story only episodes and the full episodes on the same day because they're in separate podcasts. We couldn't do that on the old platform because everything would just been too clogged up and it would just been too confusing for a large number of people. So now, yeah, story only, there's like a lot of story only fans and yeah, they got the same thing. Great British Bake Off 8, Multiplex 3, Renfair with Ray, Great British 7, Multiplex 2, Trader Joe's Shop and Cook, Apple Cider, Dessert Week, Great British Bake Off, whatever, Episode 6, Multiplex 1, Wandering Towers, Board Game Unboxing. So yeah, that's everything that came out this week. I don't have my calendar in front of me. I've been working really hard at the planning calendar, and we got some exciting stuff coming up to sleep to. That's so exciting, you don't need to listen to it. What do we have? Multiplex 7 I recorded yesterday. Started writing Multiplex 8 today. These are a couple months away, but The Guild, the web series of The Guild, we did part of season 1 of that, and we're definitely going to do season 1 of that and probably season 2, maybe go on. I don't know. Maybe do season 1 and season 2 and take a break. Those will be coming out late spring, early summer. I came up with 2 new ideas for random Tuesday episodes. One with pillow, like other plush friends, a pillow pet, and then another one that would be called the Marble Vagabond. And those were episode ideas that came out of intros. Neither of those has been recorded, though. Those intros were recorded. The Marble Vagabond intro will be in part 2 of our coverage of the movie Bring It On. What else have we recorded? I guess in the last month, we did an episode called Willy Wonka Interactive Experience, Immersive Adventure, which I was really happy with. And that's going to be a new genre of Sleep With Me style show of like poorly run immersive experiences, like the one like that kind of what got a lot of press. And we got to work on the audio for something very similar, but it was called the Willy Wonka Experience. Also not a very high budget experience, but at least it had audio from Scoots or a narrator like Scoots. So that'll come out late spring, early summer. And then our crossover series, we got three episodes done, episode 2, 3, and 4 from season 1. So that'll be coming out this spring too and summer. So yeah, that's everything right now. And thanks so much. If you're listening, it's a free feed. It'd be great if you think about supporting the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. This enables us to do everything we do. And those of you that support the sponsors, we also really count on those of you that just spread the word about the show. So thank you for doing that. And that's it. Good night, everybody.